Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies celebrating the Washington football team win on a Victory Monday. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We'll get back to the Washington football team win on a Victory Monday coming up in 20 minutes, but we wanted to go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, give you some of the highlights from yesterday's games. The Ravens picked up where they left off last season, at least during the regular season. Lamar Jackson didn't miss a beat. They just smashed the Cleveland Browns 38-6. Lamar, three touchdown passes on 20 of 25 passing. Also ran for 45 yards, and they just stymied the Browns' offense.
Stealing this from our friend George Chihori from Pro Football Focus, he tweeted this yesterday. There was one quarterback whose average target was more than 10 yards downfield and also threw a catchable pass on at least 90% of his throws, and his name was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and he's going to have maybe a Pro Bowl tight end in Mark Andrews because Andrews is legit. He's got great hands.
Stud.
And he went to him a bunch of times, had two touchdowns. And then J.K. Dobbins got in the mix. Now, he didn't touch the ball a bunch, but he scored twice.
He was the goal line hammer for the Ravens.
Yep.
So and Marquise Brown goes over 100 yesterday.
Yeah.
The one surprising thing
clearly the
is,
much better team.
Yeah. The one surprising thing there to me was – is Cleveland actually had success running the football, and that's how they upset the Ravens last year. But I don't know if they got away from it. They didn't do it enough because you would have thought that they would score more points there. I know Baker had a pick, and they had the wacky punt play where the punter ended up fumbling.
Well, here's what happened. They get down 24-6 at halftime, and then your rushing attack – plan, that game plan goes out the window.
Well, it doesn't help that didn't Baker throw a pick on the first pass or the first possession?
Yeah, it was the first series, so I don't know.
Yeah, first series. So, yeah, and then they go down and score, and all of a sudden you're down 7-0, so game was over.
Looked like Odell Beckham Jr. had a poop game, Cakes.
Yeah, he had a big drop on a 3rd-and-2. He was targeted a bunch.
Targeted 10 times.
Yeah. He had a poop game.
Yeah, targeted 10 times. Yep.
Double-digit targets, and you come down with say that. Yes, you certainly could.
Yeah. The Drab Hawks, Seattle Seahawks, beat the Falcons 38-25. Russell Wilson, unbelievable game. 31 for 35, just four incompletions for 322 yards and four touchdowns.
Maybe Pete Carroll and the coaching staff just looked at this Falcons defense and said, look, we're not solely going to run the ball and fall into a 14 or 17-point deficit and then let Russell Wilson rescue us. We're just going to let him go out and do his thing, and he did. Yeah. Two passes to Carson for touchdowns, the beautiful bomb to DK Metcalf. I mean, spreading it around. I mean, he looked like he was in midseason form yesterday.
I'm taking credit. Seahawk fans are taking credit. It took 10 years, but we've bullied Pete Carroll into letting the offense run through Russell Wilson.
Very good. Bullying works.
Finally.
It's effective.
Matt Ryan throws the ball 54 times.
Yep.
Also, DK Metcalf just again reiterating that he's the real deal, and all those clowns that
he couldn't run any routes besides the fly route.
Do the three cone drill.
Yeah, I slept on him because he couldn't change direction. But you know what?
Come on,
if you can go in one direction really fast and blow by the other guy, that's a good skill to have too.
By the way, for you fantasy guys, Julio Jones 9 for 157. Calvin Ridley, 9 for $130 and 2 scores. Russell Gage with 9 catches and 114 yards the Atlanta Falcons. So a lot of fantasy freaks
coming
from the Falcons.
I love garbage time Calvin Ridley touchdowns. I love them more than life itself.
How about Cam Newton's debut in New England? Pretty strong. We wondered how Bill Belichick was going to use him. Well, he's going to use Cam Newton running the ball a lot. Cam Newton completed 15 of 19 passes in the 21-11 win over the Dolphins, but he also ran the ball 15 times for 75 yards and 2 scores.
He was by far their leading rusher. I mean, Sony Michel had 10 carries for 37. And look, if you're going to have Cam Newton as your signal caller, you play to his strengths. And if he's healthy enough, you're going to run the ball with him.
And
he's a physical freak.
Would utilize his skill set better than anybody else, Bill Belichick and his staff.
Yeah. And shocker,
well, it helps that Ryan Fitzpatrick was the Ryan Fitzpatrick that we used to see.
So, shocker, he threw 3 picks.
By the way, did you see the Tua special on Saturday? Was it Saturday? I think it was Saturday.
I did not.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Was that
it was on
30
Fox.
For 30?
No, it was just on Fox, I think it was. And it was just an hour-long special, and it was awesome. It was all about the injury and the rehab and preparing for the draft. And it just came off really likable. I don't know. It was great.
Was he active yesterday?
Please.
Was he the active backup?
I saw him sitting there, and he had the eye black on, so I'm going to guess he was active.
Okay. Well, if Fitzpatrick keeps throwing 3 picks, you're going to see him.
He may be active in week 2 against Buffalo.
I would set the over-under on Tua starting at week 3. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but you never know if Fitzpatrick. He could go out and have 4 touchdowns next week.
He could, but
he's
dropped the Tua for a reason.
Yeah, there's
amazing,
no in between.
You know, we've been talking about the Washington football team comeback. That was impressive to score 27 straight unanswered. But the Chicago Bears comeback was truly impressive.
Surprised Drabby's been this quiet.
The Bears storm back in the fourth quarter to beat the Lions 27-23. Mitch Trubisky finishes with 3 touchdown passes. But it probably should have been a loss because Matthew Stafford throws a bullet to DeAndre Swift, the rookie.
Right on the hands.
Who all he has to do is catch the ball and fall backwards in the end zone, and they win the game at the end, and
tragic.
He dropped it.
It's just
if
tragic.
You took the Bears in a Survivor or took them plus 2.5, you are the luckiest man on the planet.
So lucky.
First of all, epic collapse by the Lions. I watched most of the game. But the Lions are up 10. They've got the ball on Chicago's 35. That idiot Stafford takes a sack. They lose 10 yards. Prater misses the field goal, so they give Chicago the ball midfield. It took a minute to go down and score. That's when I knew there was a loser. And then Stafford throws the worst pick in history. But you're right. They still should have won the game.
Should have won it.
I mean, Trubisky was on.
You don't know how hooked you got if you took the Bears.
Trubisky was on a bullet train to get benched and have Nick Foles come in. And then he just comes alive in the fourth quarter, throws 3 touchdowns.
Got to give him credit.
Well, the Lions helped him out a bunch.
Yeah. And Peterson almost had 100 yards.
Peterson
was big yesterday.
AP was balling. I'm telling you, AP's going to play another 3 years.
He might.
He's going to play another three years.
He's playing for his former coordinator, right?
Aaron
Rodgers warned people. Yeah. Everybody's sleeping on the Packers. We were a game away from the Super Bowl. Everybody was disrespecting him. Fantasy experts were saying, don't play him in week 1 against the Vikings. He shreds them, 32 for 44 for 364 yards and 4 touchdowns. They end up beating the Vikings 43-34.
I mean, if you were smart, if you had Devontae Adams,
you probably got 40 plus points in fantasy.
If you were contrarian in a DFS and you stacked Rodgers and Devontae Adams and ran it back with Thielen, you're counting all the money.
Oh, you
nobody
won the,
played Rodgers.
You won the game with those three guys alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the loss, Adam Thielen had 6 catches for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kirk Cousins had a pick early, but he ends up finishing fairly strong if you look at his overall numbers, but not enough. The Packers have been a thorn in Kirk's
side.
That
was garbage time numbers.
He had 6 interceptions last year. 3 of them were against the Packers.
He was awful for about 85% of that game.
He's classic Kirk, just stacking up one last touchdown to make it look better than it was.
All right, so every Friday we've brought back Fatties at 9:45. We give you our biggest lock of the week. Mine was the Colts laying 9 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everybody said the Jaguars were tanking for Trevor. Well, they end up beating the Colts 27-20. Surprise, surprise, Phillip Rivers with two picks. But the big story there is Gardner Minshew had one incompletion.
Man, I love this Gardner Minshew. It's Jay
Gruden.
For
three touchdowns, and we have him in the locker room getting the boys fired up.
That just shows what we can do right there. That's just a glimpse. That we ain't even scratching the surface yet. Do not be satisfied with 1-0. We got a big, another division game coming up. Let's bring it this week in practice. Iron sharp as iron. Let's go win again, baby. Hey, win on three. 1, 2, 3, win.
I mean, the touchdowns all went to three different receivers. He spread the ball around. I mean, that's an impressive performance
and
by Minshew Mania.
Phillip Rivers continues to be Phillip Rivers from last year. I picked him to win the division because I bought into the offseason hype that he's now with a coordinator that's going to help him. He's got weapons, but he made just the worst boneheaded pick when they were trying to go back and take the lead. It was typical Phillip Rivers.
Big blow for the Colts, by the way, with Marlon Mack getting carted off with what they fear is an Achilles injury. So
well, that just means if you had Jonathan Taylor is going to be your number one. He's got
to
be.
Nyheim Hines. We know that Phillip Rivers likes to throw to the running back. That's another nice pickup for you, too, in the backfield there.
Pretty good day for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Jets 27-17. Josh Allen throws for 312 yards, two touchdowns. Also runs the ball 14 times for 57 yards and a touchdown. He's a fantasy monster.
He's a fantasy monster, but he left points on the table. You have to go and see his overthrow of John Brown in the end zone.
Yep.
Did you see it?
Yep. He's not the most accurate.
I mean, Brown couldn't have been. He was more wide open than Logan Thomas in the WFT game.
Was that like when the Terps could have beaten
Ohio State?
It was similar. Along the same lines. I mean, he sails at 8 feet above John Brown's head. All he had to do is just lollipop it in.
Right.
He fires it over his head. And look, that's what you're going to get with Josh Allen. He's going to give you good performance, but he's also going to fumble twice in Jets territory like he did yesterday. But yeah, I mean, he put up massive numbers.
You know, it's become a passing league. It's obvious, but if you can run the football, you can win games. And the Raiders got a huge performance from Josh Jacobs, who had three touchdowns, 93 yards rushing, as they topped the Carolina Panthers 34-30. Christian McCaffrey did find the end zone twice for Carolina, and Teddy Bridgewater's debut there in Carolina. Pretty good back-and-forth game. Robbie Anderson, six catches, buck 15, and a touchdown. Henry Ruggs, before he got hurt, showed that he's going to be a deep threat for the Raiders. So that was kind of an entertaining game.
By the way, you're welcome, everybody. That hit the over in the third quarter. I mean, that was such an easy over, 47.5. And that Carolina team is scrappy, but they can't play defense. And it's going to take them some time to build that defense back
up. They've got four rookies starting on the defensive side.
Target that Carolina Panthers defense whenever you can because they're bad.
And by the way, Robbie Anderson, a sneaky fantasy play starter in weeks to come because he's a deep threat and Teddy Bridgewater likes to go to him.
Yep.
We talked earlier about the Bengals' heartbreak. They're in position to win their game against the Chargers. They ended up losing it 16-13 because a potential game-winning touchdown was taken away. Then they missed a chippy field goal. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow was okay in his debut, 23-36 for a buck 93. Did have a bad interception, was sacked three times. I thought that was kind of a dud of a game if you were watching all of the games.
Oh, such a dud.
It was.
The 49ers were upset by Arizona 24-20, Jason. Kyler Murray runs for over 100 yards. Actually, he runs for 91 yards is what I have. I know Cake's been saying he ran for
91,
91 yards. But the story there is he hooked up with DeAndre Hopkins 14 times for a buck 51 in the game.
Couldn't stop him. And Murray was bouncing out of the pocket, and he's just trouble if he does that. And they just couldn't contain him. And then when he got outside, he found Hopkins a bunch. And it was the Murray to Hopkins show, man. I mean, they were just a much better team in the second half.
Probably the most hype game of the weekend was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers-New Orleans Saints game. Everybody wanted to see Tom Brady. First drive, he marches him down the field. He scores on a quarterback sneak. But He was inconsistent, to say the least, in the game. He threw two interceptions, including a pick six.
What did we say all offseason? Brady's not going to throw. He's not going to make the mistakes that Jameis Winston made last year with all those pick sixes. And, of course, in his first game, he throws a pick six.
Right. Well, but Jameis had, I think, seven or eight of them last year. So he's
I understand that. But my point was, how funny is it in his first game he does exactly what they were trying to avoid?
It was just the voodoo of Jameis being on the other sideline right across the field.
Inactive on the other sideline?
I mean, he
might have been.
Yes. Well, he's the third string. Yeah.
There was a lot of Tom Brady needs weapons.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because he's got Mike Evans and
I meant last year. Oh, now he has now he has every single weapon known to man.
Yeah. He's got tons of weapons.
One of those weapons may be a weapon in name only. What I saw in the game is Gronk looked really slow. He had two catches for 11 yards. He didn't look anywhere near like the Gronk that
I've seen. Looked slow at the end of his tenure with the Pats. Yeah. I thought he did.
Did Evans even have a catch?
One
catch,
2 yards.
It was a touchdown catch.
Late in the game.
Oh, Evans had a touchdown. Oh, I missed that one.
It was his only catch.
And the last game to mention, the Dallas Cowboys lose to the Rams 20-17.
What was the controversial call everybody's talking about late?
I think it was a Michael Gallup push-off. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, negated what would have been a 47-yard touchdown.
Ooh. Damn it.
Man, Ezekiel Elliott had a big game.
He had a bomb night.
He had two scores, 96 and 31. Yeah. What did CD do? Did CD do anything?
5 for 59. It's not a bad debut.
Not bad.
Hey, well, how did we do as a show for week
4 and 2.
4 and 2.
But Jarab and I went head-to-head, so he got lucky. He knows it.
What are you talking about?
Our fatties.
Our weekly picks.
Oh, I think I hit mine, right?
Your teaser hit,
My teaser hit.
What about our bets? I know Cakes owes a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah.
I owe everybody a buck for Antonio Gibson.
And then I
got over my skis on that.
Then owe me a dollar.
Yeah, just ship it.
I think JP owes Jason 40.
He paid me.
I already omnev that thing yesterday.
Well, JP's way in the hole. I'm down like $4. He's down 40.
I Venmoed him 40.
I got
short
it.
Fields.
It's in the account.
I'm not convinced that the Washington football offense is going to score that many points very often, but when they get short fields,
they only have to go 40 yards instead of 80.
Right. That definitely helps.
All right. We are going to get back to the Washington football team. It is Victory Monday. We've been celebrating all morning. 800-636-1067. It's one game in. How big of an impact do you think Ron Rivera, the head coach, has been and is for this Washington football team? We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
On the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Victory Monday as the Washington football team scored 27 unanswered points after falling in the hole 17-0. And wanted to kind of get your take on how much you think Ron Rivera played a role in this thing. Ron Rivera is a two-time coach of the year. He took Carolina to the Super Bowl. He was brought here to instill a culture change. And we talked to John Keim about this earlier. He had that fourth down decision where the safe play is, kick the field goal, grab the lead. No, Riverboat Ron said, I'm going to go for it. And I think that was as much about yesterday's game as it was about establishing kind of that culture for the whole season and showing, I believe in these guys, we're going to go for it and set the tone. I think he's a huge difference maker. I don't know that any of us believe that if this was a Jay Gruden team down 17-0, they come back to win.
Well, they probably don't, but if you're talking about last year's Washington team, of course they don't, because they didn't have the coaching staff that Ron has. I give Ron a lot of credit because he hired all those coaches, including Del Rio. And they also have Chase Young, so that's a big deal.
See, I think Jay could have coached his team to a win yesterday, but he needed Chase. He needed Jack Del Rio. Mm-hmm. He needed, you know, he needed the guys that he had this year. But Jay could coach offense. I want to defend him here a little bit.
Of course.
I don't think he was a great head coach by any stretch. But he knows.
I think Jay is a perfect offensive coordinator.
That's where he belongs.
And I agree.
I agree.
And
he,
I agree with
he
that.
Proved it yesterday.
And I think that you know, listen, I don't think we paid enough attention to it. And I talked to JP about it with Logan Paulson yesterday on the pregame show. That, you know, as JP mentioned, two-time coach of the year Rivera was. He won 11 or more games three times. He won 17 games that year. They went to the Super Bowl and lost to that Broncos defense.
Right.
Jack Del Rio, the same thing. Jack Del Rio's won 12 or more games, I believe, twice, 11 once, with Jacksonville and Oakland.
Right.
You know what I mean? That guy could coach his ass off.
I think Rivera and Del Rio bring in just a culture of toughness and discipline that's been lacking from this team for years. I think it's clearly had an impact on the team. And does it mean they're going to win seven or eight games just because they beat Philly? I don't think so. But I think going forward, establishing that culture is something that really you can attribute to Rivera.
It was a great win. But, I mean, so are you writing that off as just sort of a fluke? And they just go back to being poop next week? Like, what do you...
No. I think, look, they certainly had a few breaks. Miles Sanders not playing and playing against a patchwork offensive line played right into their hands.
It was huge.
I give them all the credit for the win, but I just don't think one season-opening win now means they're on track to win eight or nine games.
No, but it does have I agree with you.
I don't think eight or nine necessarily.
It has a different feel.
I feel like they could be competitive in most of these games.
It just feels more professional.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Russell used to love the term Club J, and he would joke about the ping pong table, and I don't think a ping pong table matters at all. But Jay just seemed to be like a guy who players could probably get away with more, less discipline, and Ron Rivera seems like he has structure, and a lot of it is he's delegating to his coordinators. He's delegating to Jack Del Rio. He's delegating to Scott Turner. Here's what Ron Rivera sounded like talking to Scott Turner.
I know, you know, early on we struggled. We tried to force a couple things, and I think we got, you know, we were reaching. And I'll be honest, I thought Scotty was reaching. And, you know, he and I had a little conversation over the headset real quick, and then he settled in and he called a heck of a game. I mean, again, you know, we're all rusty at this because we really haven't had the opportunity to work on it. You know, and Jack will probably tell you he was early on, he was a little bit rusty too. But, man, he got into a rhythm. Our guys got into rhythm. I thought they called a heck of a football game, all three of them.
And that speaks to adjustments. And for years, it's hard to say whether teams are trying to make adjustments or not. I'm sure Jay Gruden's teams tried to make adjustments. But we saw clearly they made some adjustments. And I mean, on the defensive side, to me, forget about all the sacks. That's fantastic. But they seemed to limit the tight ends after the tight ends were dominating so much early for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree. I think the pass rush had a lot to do with that because Wentz could not just cleanly step into the pocket and throw the ball unrushed. You know, he just didn't look comfortable. And give the Skins credit. I mean, they forced it. But Cakes brings up a good point. When Philadelphia doesn't have Miles Sanders, they didn't have Alshon Jeffrey, they didn't have Boston Scott for most of the second half. They
were down to their Lane Johnson,
a starter. Their third right tackle was playing in the fourth quarter. All right, I'm not making excuses for Philly because Washington was clearly better. But there were a lot of factors. But it's a week-to-week league. I just don't think we should overreact. Did it feel different? Yeah. And it should be different because Rivera is established. Del Rio is established.
Those guys are established.
Those guys are established, so you should feel comfortable as a fan that you're going to have the structure and the discipline more than you did in the last 5 years.
Well, I feel comfortable as a fan that we're going to be competitive and that we're going to be in these games week in and week out. I'll be honest with you. When I look at the schedule now versus how I looked at it before actually seeing what I saw, I see Baltimore as a game very difficult. Like, you know, I don't really think they really are going to, you know, be able to keep up with Baltimore. And I see maybe Seattle. Everything else, I feel like we can hang and we can realistically expect to try to steal the
especially against the lower hanging fruit in the league. If they play, especially in the second half, like they did defensively, just look at the drive charts for the Eagles in the second half. 3 plays, 8 yards punt. 1 play, Wentz throws a pick. 8 plays, 29 yards, they turn it over on downs. 3 plays, negative 16 yards, punt. Turnover and downs on 5 plays, and then the 3 plays, 15 yards to end the game. They couldn't do anything against that defense in the second half.
Zippy.
That game is just a tone setter. It's a confidence builder. The guys can believe themselves. Now, they could go out and party all week, but the good thing is with COVID, hopefully guys aren't, and not get too full of themselves, hopefully, because, you know, if they take a step back against Arizona – then you're right back sort of in the same spot. So it'd be really interesting to see how they play 2 weeks in a row. But I don't think that defense is I'm
they're
not
going to
go
away.
Rush is going to go away.
They're not going to go away. But the offense, if you get down 17-0 in a lot of games,
you're going to lose.
You're going to lose those.
Yeah.
So the offense has to be better earlier in the game.
Haskins has
to be much better. Right?
Let's open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Robert in Gaithersburg. Hey, Robert, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
How you doing?
Good morning, Robert.
Okay, one of the things about Rivera that I like is the fact, like, the confidence piece, like you're saying. You're down 17-0. They didn't have a preseason. So you don't know what you're going to get or what you're looking at.
Right.
So, I mean, for him, and the way he seems to have confidence over, you know, with Haskins, you know what
yes.
I mean? I mean, totally different. Jay ignored him, tried to ignore him. Oh, I'm trying to save my job. Come on. He didn't do anything really to help develop this guy. And I think as long as they do that, come on, man. They could maybe run the table with that defense. They can. I know it's early, but they can do that.
What do you mean by run the table?
Are you actually predicting 16-0?
Talk about
saying,
overreacting.
Hold on. Are you saying 16-0 is possible?
No, what I'm saying is the fact with a defense, which we've never had in a long time,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to be in games.
Yeah.
And if Haskins doesn't make, you know, like them turnovers, right. And he just, like y'all say, manage the game, they can be in every game, I think.
Yeah,
I said it before. That was the Alex Smith script for success. When Alex Smith was the starter, he usually threw the ball, you know, for about 170 yards, didn't commit turnovers, and they won games.
Right.
I don't remember them looking that bad in the first half under Alex.
All right, let's go to...
I remember thinking about Alex Smith having some dreadful performances, and yet they were winning.
He was uninspiring.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Jules, line 2, 800-636-1067, if you want to chime in. What jumped out at you? Do you feel like this is something special here with Ron? Like, you know, there's a guy here arguing with me on Twitter that there's no chance Jay Gruden wins that game. I think Jay could coach him up, but Ron has shown a confidence in Haskins that Jay clearly didn't.
Well, he's proven to be better. Like, yes, yeah. Jay could win games in the league. Jay led the Redskins at the time to the playoffs, right? But he never had those 15-win seasons in the regular season. He never had 11-win seasons.
You're right.
They were basically a 500-level
team. There's no doubt Ron's better.
Or worse.
Yes,
he's
no doubt.
Better. It's proven.
There's no doubt.
He's coach of the year twice.
But the reason why they won that game, though, was the defense, and Jay didn't have much to do with that. Let's go to Jules, line 2. Jules,
hey,
what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Long-time viewer and first-time caller.
Cool.
First thing is to address the question that you were asking about Ron. What I saw yesterday was the first bit of consistency. The way Ron Rivera looked and handled the sideline, the coaches, the players, what was going on in the game, that's what I saw when he took the podium. The minute he took the podium with the introduction that he had accepted the job, I said to myself, the new day is here. he's going to do it. My guy I wanted was Mike McCarthy. The second thing I wanted to say is I'm going to catch flack for it, but the change began when Mr. Snyder, the owner, said, I'm going to go and finally do something right. So I'm going to be one of the first to go out on a limb and say, thank you, Mr. Snyder. This is the beginning of something very special.
Why? What did he do was right? Because he changed the name?
He hired Ron Rivera. He hired Rivera. Okay. He stopped going with fantasies. He stopped going with whatever Allen might have wanted. He just said, look, I need to go get somebody. And it looks like he's going to be hands-off with this guy. That was one of the problems that all the coaches had since he took over. They were never in charge. If you win, you get credit, but if you lose, it's because of stuff that was done in the back, you know, in the background, and they were not allowed to win or lose on their own. Rivera made it clear, this is how I'm only way I'm going to take the job is it's on me, and looks like Mr. Snyder is allowing him to do that, and we're going to see something very special. But I'm going to say thank you, Mr. Snyder, because he's the one that hired him.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Ron Rivera Rivera
is definitely a difference.
Let me say this.
I don't think you'd be thanking him if you knew how awful a person he actually was.
Yeah, probably not.
It's not like that was perfect from the coaching staff. First of all, the penalties, that's coaching. I'm sorry. All those guys jumping off sides, you know, maybe some rust there because, you know, it was a weird preseason. There was no preseason action. So that was very annoying. And also, I think some of the clock management, believe it or not, as much as we liked him going for it there on that one fourth down play, which worked out for him, Steve Sims needs to get down. I'm a huge Steve Sims guy. I'm the president of his fan club. But you remember that late in the fourth quarter, he has to stay
in
bounds.
How many guys are you a president of the fan club?
Well, I mean,
it's my
favorite team.
The whole offense?
Well, I might.
He loves them all equally.
So, Sim, you know I'm a Sims guy. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, we
know. Day one.
You're a Sims guy, you're a Gibson guy, you're a Thomas guy.
That's true. Those are my guys.
Covering them all.
So, Sims has to stay in bounds. And then I believe it was the next play or two where they passed when they should have handed off and keep running clock. I felt like the clock management in the fourth quarter wasn't perfect.
You're not going to be perfect, but there's a difference.
It wasn't.
With the leader and Ron Rivera. I want to hear from you. How much of a difference do you think it makes to have Ron Rivera in charge? A guy who took Carolina to the Super Bowl, a guy who won the division three times, a guy who took him to the playoffs four times. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And in trouble, and fumble the football, it's loose! And Philadelphia was there to recover with Kelce hopping on it.
There's a defensive line we've talked about. I mean, they have the ability to put tremendous pressure. Look at Chase Young right there, reaching up, swiping the football away. Very fortunate to have a teammate get back on that. Jason Kelce, excellent job, gives you an opportunity for a field goal.
Talking about the Washington football team's first win. On a victory Monday, they scored 27 points unanswered to beat the Eagles 27-17. And we want to hear from you on Ron Rivera, the head coach, getting his first win for the Washington football team. How vital, how important do you think he was to this win? It certainly feels different with Ron Rivera in charge. He sounds different at the podium, number one. When he just has a certain command that Jay just never had. Jay was folksy. We like Jay.
Yeah.
But
he
just
funny.
Doesn't have the same leadership
Rivera kind of
persona
is just more
charisma.
Rivera is more businesslike.
Yeah, yes. I like that he was straightforward.
He's
as
more
far as
CEO-ish.
Talking
he's
about
more
like
of a
Scott
leader.
Turner, like getting too cute with the plays.
Yeah, like, you don't hear coaches call out their coordinators very often. I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. He called out Turner. Okay, he's a young coach. He called out Del Rio.
Hey,
the Jackal's
you know
rusty.
That's what you can do when you're the Bolf, EB.
Yeah, you're right.
Call out everybody.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you as we talk about Ron Rivera, the head coach on the AAA Always On Call listener line.
All right, let's go to line two. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis, what's up, man?
How are you guys doing? Haven't spoken to you for a while.
Dennis.
All the controversy.
Yes, you were very busy.
What's up, man?
Yeah, no, you know, hiring Ron Rivera was an excellent move by Dan Snyder. We all know what Snyder's like, but I don't want to give him a whole lot of credit. But Ron Rivera was an excellent choice to include Del Rio. You know, both of those guys, they just put discipline into the whole football team. You know, Rivera with a military background, that's a huge thing right there. Whether a lot of people realize it, but that there's a lot to that. If we have these two coaches. And we get one more wideout and a good big tight end that can just knock a snot out of people, I think our offense will be a hell of a lot better. And our defense, man, you're right. I was listening to you guys earlier today. All number one choices along that whole line right there. I mean, what's not to like about that?
I mean, talent's important.
I think
it's great
to
have scheme, but talent trumps scheme. And they have a ton of talent on the defensive line.
You mentioned tight end. I think you have to be pleasantly surprised with what you got out of Logan Thomas in week one, if that's going to be his role in the offense. Do I think he should be the highest targeted guy on the offense every week? No. I think that should clearly be Terry McLaurin. But for him to be involved to the extent that he was, and he, you know, they schemed him open in the end zone, and if he can be a reliable target for Dwayne going forward, that's a win, especially for a low salary guy like him. That's an offseason win of a signing if it continues and keep building on it.
I'd like to see how many teams in the league have four guys drafted in their first round on their starting defensive line.
It can't be a lot.
Can't be that many.
First round pick in Ryan Kerrigan. I know he's older and it was years ago, but he's a first round pick.
Right, so your top five. Right, your top five guys on the line are all first round
picks.
And
an efficient and productive guy in Ioannidis. You know, a depth guy who's, a fifth-round find. He's a fifth-rounder.
Ioannidis would be the best interior lineman. People talk about Payne and Allen all they want. Yeah. Ioannidis puts up bigger numbers.
Wasn't very good. Defensive MVP last year?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right, let's go to Scott in D.C. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Two things. First about Rivera. One, I think one of the best things that I saw out of him yesterday was actually having him coach Dwayne as he's coming off the field. You never saw Jay do that. He pulled him to the side, talked to him, gave him a smack on the back, said, good job, keep going. But he's also in there over at the bench talking to him. You never saw Jay over there doing that. You never saw him, you know, he would never be animated like he was, you know, when he was a Bengals OC coordinator. But that was the first thing. And just real quickly on the second thing, I'm tired of hearing, you guys mentioned it too, we can't talk about the Eagles being hurt. I'm not saying we had a Super Bowl quality team. But for the last 5 years, the Redskins were hurt, and nobody was giving us any, you know, nobody was ooh, boo-hoo for us because we weren't on there. We played our asses off, and it showed it yesterday.
You don't hear me alluding to the Eagles' injury problems. I don't give a crap about them.
Obviously you don't.
Yeah.
I guarantee if we had Eskin on, that's all he'd say. Oh, we were hurt. Right.
No, he would just belittle it and say, well, they won six
he'd
of them.
He'd be like, yeah, so it's an outlier.
Yeah. Let's go to John, line one.
See, I think, I lived in Philly for 3 years. He'd be ripping Carson Wentz is what he'd be doing.
Yeah. John, what's
up? Hail to the Redskins morning, boys.
Hey.
Hail to the Redskins morning, boys.
Yes.
Rivera, boy, it's nice to have a professional on the sidelines. I mean, he made adjustments at halftime that we haven't seen in 10 years. He just really came through. One last point. Boy, I know it's another station, but the radio broadcast was lame. I'm sorry. Not a good radio broadcast.
Well, I'll say this. I've only heard clips of it. You got to give them time to gel. It's their first time with those guys and Julie. They've all worked together. And it's always different when you listen to a new group. So I would just say, give you get used to everything. Hell, it took me a while to get used to Larry.
Yep.
You know,
because people were used to Sonny Sam and Frank.
Yep. Yeah. So just give them time. They'll find their groove.
Let them settle in.
Yeah. Yeah.
One week.
Yeah. And if they do it a little different, look, they're a breath of fresh air as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to Vic. Line
by the way, listen to this station for the best NFL coverage.
There you
have it. Pre-game coverage. Right. Earl Forsey kicked off at 8 o'clock yesterday with the insane touchdown posse. I came on with Logan Paulson at 11. So listen to the fan.
Yes, correct.
Vic, what's up, man? You're on with the Jocks. How are you, buddy?
What's good, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's
Vic,
up?
You're not a guy who believes in coaching, right?
Y'all funny. So y'all get a laugh out of one of my points, too. But first and foremost, this is all Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera. Everything you saw yesterday was Ron Rivera. From being down 17-0 to making not just football fundamental adjustments. But that's all it was. It wasn't super sexy, you know, looking at a bunch of film. No, it was fundamental adjustments. Get the ball down, get the ball down quarterback, complete the passes, stop overthrowing people, set your feet. Line, get a better base so we can give him more time to set his feet and throw. Y'all always laughing about Sam playing with eyes, but there were several plays where the tight ends ran right behind us and they caught the passes right behind the linebackers. When they started dropping and playing, dropping into the lanes that Carson Wentz was throwing in, they took away his ability to see. He started wagging his head like, I don't know what I'm looking at, and that's what gave the ability for the defensive backs to make a play on the football. This is all Ron Rivera. I'm very, very confident. I said this to my brother yesterday, Vince McMahon, y'all know him. I said, Vince, we're down 17-0. Second quarter, the last drive of the second quarter, we had a very good drive on defense and offense. I said, if we keep playing defense the right way, they won't score for the rest of the game. They did not. I'm confident, just like Ron Rivera said, because I don't believe in Ron Rivera just because I believe in Ron Rivera. I believe in good football. If we do the right things, this will equate to wins. So I expect to keep seeing Ron Rivera do what he does and to coaching like he is coaching and getting the most out of these guys fundamentally and professionally, and I look forward to seeing what we're going to do. I'm
Vic,
not going to put a number on it.
Hopefully he will get the most out of the guys, but I can tell you, and I think that coaching is a big part of it. It also helps to have Chase Young, and it helps to have those guys. As I said, that defensive line is loaded. Are they going to get 8 sacks every week?
No.
But they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and they help out the secondary, which, yes, the secondary had 2 interceptions yesterday. But it is the weakness of that defense. And there are going to be some times where the secondary is going to struggle, but the defensive line is going to help them because they're going to be pressuring the quarterback so much.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of Dwayne, honestly. Let's go to Dennis in Reston, line 2.
You already went to him.
Yeah, we went to Dennis.
Oh, that's who we did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did we go to Scott, line 4?
Went to all of them.
By the way, for the first time in a long time, watching that defense makes you think this is a defense that's going to, like, make strip sack fumbles and tip balls at the line of scrimmage and run them back in for touchdowns. Like, you have that sort of confidence just from one performance that's how disruptive they can be. And I know scoring touchdowns on defense is kind of fluky and weird, but when you're putting relentless pressure on the quarterback, the odds of that happening go up.
Chase is just a difference maker, and he's going to make all those other guys better. He's going to free up guys like Sweat. He's just going to make a huge difference over 16 weeks. Now, they're going to have to score points.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, I mean, if they're going to score 27 every week, they're going to win a ton of games. But the offense has to get off to a better start early in games, take the pressure off the defense a little bit.
See, the good news to me is the offense left so much out there. Like, there's so much growth for them. I mean, the defense can't play much better.
They're young. Yeah, they're very young.
So, I mean, the defense is going to probably step back a little bit, not going to have quite that impact. The offense is going to have to be able to cover that up and do their part, more often than not. So,
yeah.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on a Victory Monday on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.